In just a few minutes, we'll have an interview with Helen Martin of Member 2, who is on the steering committee of the National Conference for Native Women, and she is presently busy making plans for the upcoming conference to be held early in March here in Sydney. This is our first program for Mi'kmaq Magazine. We do hope that you will enjoy it. We're going to try and keep you company as much as possible for the next hour by having selections like Buffy St. Marie. Later on, we'll probably have a bit of Johnny Cash. And then, of course, for the ones that have been waiting for the program for the past week since its announcement in the publication Mi'kmaq News, we will have some Indian music also for you. Right now, we're going to have our guest, Helena Martin, who was interviewed earlier this week.
First of all, Helen, I guess we could start by describing what Native women are and how you got involved, first of all, in organizing Native women in Nova Scotia.
Well, the first of all, I got involved with the Native women is when I first attended the first national conference hosted by the Alberta Native Women's Society in Alberta. And I was elected in the steering committee along with other women in the whole of Canada. So after I returned home from this conference, my job was to steer the women, but not to organize them.
And following the conference, did you have anything to do with the organizing of Indian women in Nova Scotia, or at least in the steering committee part of it?
Yes, I started to organize these women, these Native women in Nova Scotia, because I visited their reserves and held a meeting in their halls, and there was a large turnout each time. And after explaining all about this this organization, they became very interested. So I tried to do something about it. I was asked to go to Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And we held a meeting at the National Indian Brotherhood office with all the 10 regions represented by the women. We began talking about it that first morning. We talked about a lot of things in regard to women and the women's rights and why we should all become organized in Canada in regard to the problems of our reserves and the problems outside our reserves.
Speaking of problems in Canada, experienced those by the Native women, what are some of the problems? And probably we could discuss them in some detail.
Well, we had a problem here less than 60 years ago here in Nova Scotia, Mi'kmaq Indian women. They were not permitted to vote in chief and council elections first. And they were not allowed to participate in council meetings. But later on, the Mi'kmaq Indian Society began to change, and women were allowed to vote in the chief and council elections. But this matter was not so great in those years, because there were men who were capable of doing the job, and they based on their leadership on their own. Now the present problems have changed a great deal, and we get involved with so many, many outside, with people outside. And the women, I think, should be organized to help some of the problems pertaining to the Indians today. We face a lot of things, a lot of problems in drug, in health, in education, and the Indian status of women. Before, we did not have all these problems regarding the Indian status women, and I think this is the main reason This national conference is scheduled to come up in March, dealing with all the issues of the women's rights. I mean, the Native women.
Would you say the problems that are existing here in Nova Scotia, are they similar to the problems that exist out west?
Yes, there are some of the problems that are existing here in Nova Scotia, but there seems to be more difficult problems out there in western provinces, in the west coast, because after listening to the women at that conference, the delegates, I remember one instance when a woman, a Cree woman, stood up and said, "We need to do something. We need to do something to help our people, our children." But this I could not understand, Cree, but there were interpreters there. My feelings were at that time was great. And I felt sorry for these women who are having these problems. And after thinking over it quite a while, I think we do have some of these problems here. And I think they will develop into great problems if we don't do anything about them. The same old lady that I'm talking about, she said her children were good children. She told us after they left the reserve, they went to Alberta to find work because they had the education to do so. But they became discouraged when they could not find work there, and then later ended in a skid row. And I believe every one of us know what skid row means. Later, the delegates went to visit that skid row, and we saw a lot of problems there. And I think this has given the women more initiative to organize, to do something to help these people. By getting together and being organized, I think we could start somewhere and help these our people in this way. I don't think the Indian people had opportunity towards education, because when they attend the non-Indian schools, they become discriminated in some way because they are Indian. And the history of Indians has not been very good on the part of an Indian, but it always was in the favor of the white man. And the history was written in their favor. And when a child enters school for the first day, they are faced with that history, and then later lose interest because they know that they are Indians themselves. And it creates all kinds of problems because teachers don't understand them, and nobody around them knows what the problems are but the Indians themselves.
The conference for Native women in Nova Scotia is scheduled to be held early in March here in Sydney sometime. And probably, Helen, in closing, you could probably give us a few words in our own native language.
Kisya bon madotti ne nuchida dantelio le ji ni ge ya mununi ya makal di kwa mo kita de giya di kadwa ule jotti di wan chai ne ga kisi ko ge ga kisi ki de di ni dis ne ge ne ga mok dantela da di di da ka kola da di si kisi do di klas do kom ko des kom na agla si wa bon mo Toni jäägisku keskaik, va keskaik, mis tõttam jäladikem. Oli anjeja, kitsuk uljade o kitsukide ajok, tõtju avonumu johtse niin, aga avonumu ohtigi keebidik taaniga, kui siis staate vaadudid lahaid, anje edelu iidemaga, conference. Conference on edelle minne viga, ma vaagnudemam. Ahtan hoi kisagnudemam ka, kisla raadinenua, edel teedem ulaitem, sõt kooi. Teldeedem kinu eebidik, eebidevidega, kisi ulja poon ma tohtiigub, ma vidaik nevd. Ahtan hiskam ulaasinem sõtla kooi, tante laasig laavsid ma vaagnudemam.